Is Matt's ready?
We'll be on our way. Okay. Interesting. Come here. There's a cat out in our little forest. Yeah, see?
Nope.
She was just staring at me before. Found a place to be. Kinda acting like she's trying to hide. Is it he or she? I don't know it. Anyway, trying to hide. Earth. Yeah, the little tiger heart in her is engaged. you know. I'm on the Serengeti. I'm hiding in a bush, waiting for the gazelle to come so that I can pounce upon them. So what's all this stuff? They are all bound up. Did they just cluster?
No.
What? No.
The fan was blowing them everywhere.
Oh, I apologize.
I
you did. Oh, I love you. Think are doing wise things, which is once you open up, don't close again. Is there going to be? Oh, there's more. It's surging, and you go, of course it's going to surge. That's logical. You know, more testing is going to be done, and it's going to tell us that it's spreading. And you go, of course it's going to spread. Why do you think that we're trying to prevent its spread? It says the only thing that they were trying. It says here's what happened. It said it seemed like the information we received in the beginning made sense. It said, and it seems like every week thereafter, what's been said has made less and less and less sense. The point to where now it's just, what is going on? Did everybody have this idea that in a few months it would just peter out and we'd get back to our lives? And they go, no. This is like the flu. It's a permanent part of life. Some of us will die from it. Most will live. The vast majority will survive and get stronger. This is, but is everybody going to get it, especially if you're testing it? This isn't, and there's plenty of evidence, mounting evidence, that the actual test is not very good, not very reliable. There was something coming back and saying people who look like they've been have gotten COVID-19 twice, and they said that's probably an indication of the fact that the actual test, well, isn't ironclad all reliable, oh my gosh, this thing is the absolute thing. And you go, I don't think anybody in the beginning gave any indication that that was going to be true. It says, but now everybody just seems to think it's that way, and you don't see scientists or, quote, experts or anybody like that trying to debunk any of this anymore. You know, because Fauci first said, don't wear a mask unless you're worried.
And now it's law.
And now it's, yeah, now it's virtual law everywhere. And you go, of course, they can use the lame reasoning that we have a better understanding of what's going on. You go, I see no evidence that we are trying to acquire understanding. I see more about surveys and stuff like that trying to determine how frightened everybody is, and apparently that number's not high enough. And it's all about scaring everybody into being compliant. And you're going, I'm sorry. He says, I'm not scared of COVID-19. What I am scared of is the fact that just because people are so frightened, I'm going to lose my job. if I don't, says, and that's exactly why I wear the mask. He says, but I want you to know, I don't wear the mask because I'm a true believer in this crap.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do it. You got the front or out the back, whichever way you like. What? Ah, he's just lounging. He's having a good time. It's a vacation, so I understand that. But yeah, if it is quiet, I can laugh. All right. Let's go, man. And yeah, I said, I just need it said. I said, if you see me wearing the mask, it's because I am compelled to.
I'm not compelled to.
That my... That's right. I said, there's no humility involved. I said, I think we're all behaving like nincompoops.
Gonna give me any pumpkins?
Yeah, we gotta see some action, guys.
See some pollination, so surely.
Surely.
Yes, Matt.
It'll show up at some point once it gets big enough, right? It's getting bigger, that's for sure. I don't know. There was an older fella that had all the stuff and had a couple of people just doing the work for him. It's hopeful in that that means that he's going to do something with it. You know? He didn't take down the post. Although he's going to have to put up some more. Are you okay? Or is it already time to stop? Yeah? Yeah. Well, we'll see how far we get. That's cool. So yeah, here you go, you know? I think too many people think that if you're wearing your mask, you think like they do. And I want to make it very clear. I doubt very seriously that I think anything like the way you do. Happy. There you go. Just go on about your happy life. Unless you're just... There was an article in the Atlantic, which is always interesting because they're very racist. And it was talking about some people... I'm sorry, you want to get in front of behind. Some people... are just angry and like terrorizing other people. Like that's almost a personality type. And that it appears that these are the people who are providing the backbone of a lot of the stuff going on, the riots and such.
Well, you got my email, I think you got
I read the one from, was it yesterday or the day before? About the churches? Well, I don't remember that part. I must have missed that part. I'm sorry. I don't remember it. I'm sorry, they've got so much in them. I can't say I really remember any of it. Oh, good though. I do remember it's good. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I think that was what this article was saying too. Was that, yeah, there are a certain group of people, but that's all they want to do is cause mayhem. And they finally have a good outlet to do it. And it doesn't matter what the pretext is, just kind of sitting there going, well, okay, go ahead. Yeah, well, no. I think Antifa is full of such people. That's an organization specifically for the kind of people that just want to create mayhem. I don't think Black Lives Matter is, but it's perfectly willing to let these people do what they do in their name, you know, because it gives them attention. That's what the BLM wants altogether, is attention. And it needs all of the people it can get to make itself look larger so that it can gain the political power it desires. And I don't think Antifa's like that at all. They want to stay somewhat hidden. Yep. Yep, they don't care about nothing. They don't care about anything. You know, the guys from Black Lives Matter, and they say, well, they're tearing down statues of Northern Civil War heroes. And you're going, what do the blacks have against Ulysses S. Grant? It says, he fought for the Union. He helped liberate the South from whatever. But yet, he's just as castigated as anybody else is. Along with Lincoln or anybody else. And you're going, so this is just mayhem. Right. And you're going, why are they doing it? It's because it's okay to do that right now. And they're going, yay! I finally get to do what I like doing. Yeah, I can get away with it. I like to destroy things. And you go, a lot of people like to. But many of those people have some self-restraint. And it isn't, you know, it's because of a lot of reasons. Like I'm saying, you know, the whole thing, well, I don't like masks. And you go, well, you know, well, you're wearing your mask because you care about other people. And you go, I don't not care about other people. I think that wearing a mask has nothing to do with whether you like people or not. And the fact that it's being touted that way. Sure. Here, and you can lean against me if you need to. Oh. Yep, I see. It's a little bitty guy. But I understand. I'm married to the pea princess, for Pete's sakes. You know? and people are... And yeah, it says, I need to say why we're doing these things. Why I'm doing these things. If President Trump is doing the same thing for the same reason, then he can say so as well. Am I a bad person? I don't care. I don't care what you think. Whether I'm a bad person or not. It said... No. He's doing the math now. Yeah. Go ahead, Matt. Yeah. It's okay. They're going to be real careful, too. Oh, my gosh. They aren't just stopping there because they're worried about us, are they? People are getting intensely paranoid if that's true. Yep, that was exactly why they did it. As soon as we passed by, they came up to the stop. And it's like, so you stopped 500 feet away from the intersection. And you go, okay, that's fine, whatever. I'll be honest. I wear the mask because I have to go to stores. Because I know I don't have to, but it's convenient. Don't mean to say I'm not lazy. And I wear the mask at work as prescribed because I want to keep my job. You can choose to wear the mask for whatever reason you like. But I'm not going to do it just because somebody says it's the right thing to do.
Well, I want to use the...
I disagree.
I want to use the American flag one today.
Feel free.
But I don't know what you did with it.
Oh, try in my red bag. I'll go get it for you. Yeah, have to remind me though. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Alright. Even though it pokes you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, some of it. Yeah? Oh, yeah, it doesn't look like playing. But that's the universe today. This is, I don't know what to say. Okay. I don't know if two opposing gangs, their leaders come to face each other and have a little conference. And you're going, you know, it's a reasonably public space. They can use it. Since the school cops aren't here to run them off. That's what happened. It's very sad. The guy, okay, the riders were coming. They were in the neighborhood, and they were coming up to this nice guy, to this guy's house. Big, big house, right?
Yeah.
And they were coming to graffiti it and do their general mayhem crap. Well, he went out. Police. Maybe it's policemen trying to figure something out. Maybe that's it. Okay, well, that's it. Good deal. Anyway, hope it's worth the time. Yeah. Well, they're certainly taking pictures and stuff. Anyway, yeah. So, you know, the mob came. And this guy and his wife got out the guns and said, go away. This is our property. Get off our property. And of course, you know, they were throwing crap at him and all kinds of stuff like that. Apparently they never shot anybody. It was just a threat. Now, it doesn't matter. I think it would have been perfectly fine if they would have shot at somebody. You know, show them that they were going to really defend their place. Hello, Canine Aries. So anyway, well, they've been prosecuted, the two people, for daring to bear weapons, period. And they're supposed to go to jail, on a team. And it's like, wow. So the mob comes to your house. Oh, well, no, it's not just the Second Amendment. It's about the fact that this is your property. Yeah, so they're just trying to protect their own property and their person. And you're going, there's a couple of other things about that, including, I mean, that's just natural law. Protect your property from... He says, yeah, he says, it wasn't like it was the police. It wasn't, he says, you know... It isn't like, well, they were standing up to the government. And you go, no, they're standing up to a mob. Nobody in that thing was trying to execute some law. You know, and these guys were preventing them from doing it. But everybody's acting like that was what they did. And you're going, what kind of crap is that? The rule is, according to the modern thing, is that if you have a mob, and the mob has some black people in it, you better the heck leave them alone. The only appropriate response is to flee and let them tear up your stuff. If you try to stop them from doing something, you're going to jail. And you're going, this is so painfully wrong. You should, I mean, you know, I know it's your job, you know, you don't have any choice. Oh yeah, something that'll happen to him. I know, and it's like, see, rule of the mob, that's what it is. We don't have laws anymore, now it's just whatever the mob wants to have happen, that's what happens. And you go, we've got to, you know, when Trump says, okay, we're going to send in the National Guard, this is stupid. We're going to take control. And then we'll hand it back to you when everything's pacified. And you go, now I think you're just going to have to do that. And everybody's saying, oh, don't do that. It's okay, we can handle it. And you're going, you're not handling anything. In fact, half the time, you guys are marching with the protesters and saying, yeah, we want things to change. Sorry, no. So, that was depressing for me. Actually, no, it was, who was it? It was Glenn Beck. It was on his show. I happened to listen to a little part of it, and he said, yep, this is what's happening. And he had the guy who'd just been prosecuted on the TV, and they said, they did it to the wrong guy. I've got lots of money. He says, I am going to fight this tooth and nail. Because this is just an absolute miscarriage of justice. And it says, I feel that I'm at the tip of the spear of people being able to defend themselves. You know, and everybody can say, well, you don't have any right because you're rich and you've got too much stuff and we should be able to take all your stuff and distribute it among the poor. And it's like, no. Socialism stops here. That's right. You didn't work for nothing. That's right. You could have something like this. It says now, if he wants to be generous, I guess, I don't know. You really can't usually tell. The poor are a pretty faceless bunch. You can't usually figure out who's who. Yeah. Says, well, now, says, yeah, when people say, I'm against welfare, and you go, what? You don't like poor people? I said, poor people? There's ways of giving poor people the things that they need. I'm tired of government just confiscating it from me, no matter what they do with what they've taken from me. The point is, they took a lot of stuff from me. Yeah? It says, Do I see any kind of gratitude? I don't. Yeah, I see a bunch of people screaming and saying what they deserve, and you go, we don't deserve anything. He says, I don't deserve anything. Anything I have, I got. Either, you know, say, well, you got it from inheritance, and you go, so what? That's a perfectly legitimate way to get something. Perfectly fine. Don't get weird about it. It says, now, you might want to chastise me for not being charitable enough. It says, but you know, that's between me and God. Are you alright? Oh, okay. Lisa and her service to humanity. Thank you, Lisa. No. Yeah. The quicker you take care of it, the better it is. Although I'm sure there will be some group that would castigate you for it. How dare you take a life? Funny. I said, you're the guys that cheer from the highest hills when there's a human abortion. But roaches have a right to life. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, let me tell you, man. Is there no concept more basically satanic? The problem is, they're gaining traction, and a lot of people our feelings are designed to convert to their religion. And that's why I always cast it as a religion. Yeah, I'll be okay. Yeah. And you're going, no, they might not choose to do it. They might still do it. This guy even said, I'm a liberal. I give to charities. I've marched in protest. And look at what they did. And you go, yeah, because when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what you do. It's how you're perceived.
Yep.
That's it. This is... They don't have some nice list of people. Let's go attack them. They're nice. We're going to leave them alone. Let's go attack them. They don't have that. They're just a bunch of ravenous animals. And they've been set loose. And they won't stop doing what they're doing until they're in jail. Until they're restrained somehow. However you want to do it. Apparently, it's still going on. Apparently, they're still having riots in Seattle. It didn't get stopped. Still, apparently, a big fight between Trump saying, let's get some troops in there to settle this down. Let's handle this. Yeah, and the governor in the city going, no, no, no. Or going, oh, you're such a horrible person to propose that. These people have legitimate grievances. And you go, I don't care. They can air their grievances in different ways. This isn't the way to do it. And they all say, oh, it's a peaceful assembly. And then you see all the pictures of all the mayhem they're causing. And you're going, there ain't nothing peaceful about that. And we're tired of you guys using that as the excuse for doing nothing about it and capitulating, saying not only are we not going to do anything about it, we are also going to dismantle our police force so that nothing can be done about it. Yeah, which is exactly what they want. They want to be, they want everybody to be powerless so that they can simply do what they please. Go down the other way. Yes, ma'am. You know, and I'm sorry. They're still saying, well, we got to flatten the curve. And you're going, we have enough resources, and it's all ready to put up 1,000 temporary hospitals all over the nation to handle all the people who are going to be adversely affected by this. And you go, I'm sorry, because the only reason why we're here now is to stretch out the panic so that we take advantage of it. Because that's what I see happening. Part of what lets these riots go on is that it coincides with this COVID thing. Where, you know, everything is kind of curtailed. It stretches out that too. And you're going, yeah, this is a boon for people who want to cause mayhem and want to create a new order. Cowering in their houses, saying, "Well, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't worry me. It's not my problem. It's not today. It will be soon. I'll come to your neighborhood." You might think it's all about the rich people, and since you're not rich, they're not going to come after you. And you go, "Well, then you might be confused soon that they may not have, they not become so discriminating." You guys have got big screen TVs too. And those black people want to set up a marketplace. I've got all these big screen TVs. Yeah, I went from house to house. Took my pick. And I didn't even bother picking. It's just easier. Just go to every single house and clean it out. Clean it out. I tear the place up while I do it? Yeah, that's faster. It's just, well, whatever. And you go, "What are you going to do? Just can't do a thing." Apparently, if you try to stop them somehow, you're going to jail. It says, this guy who's been able to prop up a good defense of himself only can do so because he's got the resources to do it. Regular people will just end up going to jail. And then we'll have a whole other surge to have to deal with. We won't have enough prison cells, prison beds for all the people we're having to lock up now. It's a whole lot easier to spin up a hospital bed than it is to spin up a prison bed. But they'll find a way. There's always resources for that, right? That's what's confusing. And it's like, well, why don't we just get more hospital beds to take care of all the people who are going to get this virus? Instead of doing all this other crap to destroy the economy, to make it so that we can't afford to take care of people when they're needing help. Why are we doing that? That seems backward. You go, it is backward. It's because that's not their intention. Crises are opportunities. And it hardly matters if it's a made-up crisis or if it's just a convenient one. Nobody knows which one this is, and nobody's going to figure it out. Why? Because who cares? It's all about the opportunity. Into the election, because they're hoping that it's going to swing things their way. Other groups may very well want it to last longer, and they may have the political clout sufficient to do it. I'm being a nice person, if I'm doing nice things, I just want it to be known that it's not for this reason. So, yeah. I do. I'm far more careful about where I let my charitable money go these days. And my charitable effort. Because, you know, one of the reasons why I don't work with the Health Council particularly, is because it's a tool. It's a left-leaning tool. It says, yeah, I said, I'm sorry, I don't. I don't do work with them. Public health is typically an amazing instrument of compulsion. No other thing meets less resistance than, oh, this is a public health thing. Don't you care about people? And a lot of people just sit on their hands and go, okay. It says, I'm going to be compelled to do something. Yeah, you live next door to us. I really kind of pity you guys. You need to get other homes. If you hang around here much longer, yeah, you're gonna get more of that. I remember coming up to turn off the thing and you were still looking at your phone. I have no idea. I can't see clocks. At some point in the darkness. Anyway.